I'm the Dean, and this is the Dean Show. I am superior to you, and you suck. I am the Dean. I am better than you. You are listening to my show because I am so awesome. La 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 la. Awesome, awesome. La 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 la. I am the Dean. You are not. You will listen, or I will smite you.
Buenos noches y bienvenido al El Dean Programa, episodio 15. Y esta noche tenemos un gran programa espectacular para ti. That's right. Good evening and welcome to the Dean Show, episode 15. It may not be noche where you are, but it's always noche right here in Thaddeus's igloo. We hath un programa awesome-o for you tonight. We will have, of course, regular segments such as Mussolini Corner, our wrestling review, our anecdotes and the like. We're going to have the smiting list, part 2 of our new regular segment we started last week, and much more, so stay tuned for that. Of course, the spectacle of this week's show will, of course, be the interview with DJ Chav and the world premiere of his new, soon-to-be number one single from his new album, Remixes You, Our House Burnt Down. All that still to come. First of all, I'm going to say that I purchased a new AC/DC album. Flick of the Switch was the name. Got it on the Amazon a couple day or two ago. Free one-day shipping, and it arrived the next day. My 14th Actica album. It's probably their least or second least popular albums ever. But I think it's really, really good, and it features a song called This House Is On Fire, which, of course, as you can guess, has the obvious link to Our House Burnt Down, which we'll play later on the show. Now then, I think it's about time. We're about 2 minutes in or so, 2 or 3 minutes in. It's about time we introduce Thaddeus Penguin. Everyone, here's Thaddeus. That was Thaddeus Penguin, our delightful penguin, and I'm here in his igloo tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, special episode hosted from l'igloo de Thaddeus. Yeah, Flick of the Switch is actually a really, really good album. It is pleasing to the Dean. But the only problem, I suppose, is that every song sounds the same and consists of about 2 minutes of them singing the title of the song over and over again. And now it's time to reveal the winners of last week's quiz. There were none. I don't even remember the question. And now it's time to set up this week's quiz. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. The quiz for this week. If you know the answer, send it to Thaddeus Penguin, THADDEUS, penguin, @hotmail.com, or leave a comment on the blog. The question is as follows. In which game for the PlayStation Uno that I talk about on the show over and over again, are you some sort of animal that runs around and you have 3 islands and a boss who does aha yeah, and you jump on boxes and such like? What is the name of that game, the first in the series? Answers on a postcard will be smitten. And now it's time to progress with the Raw review. Okay, Raw, interestingly, first thing I noticed is that Jim Ross is still in commentary. The King is still gone. I spelt gone for some reason in my notes. Of course, we find out that the King is going to wrestle, so that's okay. This entire Raw made absolutely no sense. It was, I guess, if you're American and you care about basketball, then you may care about this Raw, but otherwise, it was all a bit bad, apart from one thing, which we'll discuss later. So they're in an arena in Denver. Well, they were supposed to be, but it got double booked because their basketball team were not very good, so they didn't expect them to do well, so they booked Raw, but then their basketball team did well, so then they had things. Some fake people happen at ringside from the other teams. They're now moving to the opposition arena, the LA Lakers. Fake Denver Nuggets person comes out. Why do non-Americans care? They don't. They do not. This skit is really boring. I was hoping for some wrestling. Vince McMahon comes out, wants to make his own basketball league so it can feel like the time he made a football league. Makes fun of the guy for being called Enos. Pushes him, like 5-year-old jokes happen, I'm really bored. The Miz comes out. Lots of people randomly beat each other up, and I want to see something good, but it's not happening. The King runs out to beat up Big Show, but gets beat up. He does like a punch and then gets thrown out of the ring. That was the opening segment, and it was just really, 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 really bad. It's like, hey, look, it's Denver. Hey, look, it's some people. And a brawl. Then we have a crappy Divas match, in which the only reason this is relevant is because the ending made no sense. Maryse was disqualified for pushing Kelly Kelly over a table. Arrgh. It's just not worth it. But pushing her is obviously a disqualification these days. Then we have a triple threat in which William Regal was the only person who didn't get an entrance despite having that awesome entrance music. Matt Hardy and Kofi Kingston and William Regal are in the match. Matt Hardy sunset flips William Regal while he's pinning Kofi, so that was a really nice spot, but Kofi goes over. No! And I wrote down, Aah! Because I either wanted Matt Hardy to win with his cast, like I've been saying every week, Matt Hardy needs to win using the cast, or William Regal to finally get a push, but instead, Kofi won again, and this is boring me. Then we have old man Ric Flair. Please never come back, ever. But he came back. I hate him at this point. He just needs to leave forever. And what do you think about Ric Flair, Thaddeus? Yes, Thaddeus, you are right. Ric Flair needs to just leave and never come back. And then, Kennedy! Mr. Kennedy is back! Huzzah! This is awesome. Mr. Kennedy is back. This is the best thing ever. I love this guy. He frequently gets injured, and that's why he's been missing for so long. But he's back. He has his mic that comes down from the ceiling, and he announces, Mr. Kennedy! Pause. Kennedy! And I love it. Then I wrote down, if you want blood, you got it. That's an AC/DC song I was listening to at the time. Santino Marella does some silly things. He wants to have a pasta on a pole match and a Leaning Tower of Pisa pepperoni match. But he oinks at Vicky Guerrero, and he decides that the match that he's going to have against Vicky, well, that Santino will have against Vicky, is a hog pen match. Then, this is interesting, Goldust comes out, I like him. Shattered Dreams Productions, 24 Karat Pictures presents, and all this stuff. You will never forget the name of Goldust. Buddy comes out with Hornswoggle. I hate Hornswoggle. He needs to be fired and never, ever, ever come back. But they team up with Goldust, and their opponents are the Kendrick. And this week, his partner, I thought Hacksaw, but we got Festus. Let's see, Festus is broken. He won't fight Hornswoggle, even when the bell rings. Argh, because I wanted to see Hornswoggle get totally annihilated. Goldust gets the pin. Huzzah! I enjoy the Goldust, and I know that Thaddeus enjoys the Goldust too. Don't you, Thaddeus? Well, Thaddeus, I don't really care if you prefer the Hornswoggle just because you're short like him. Yeah, that's right, Thaddeus. I'm making fun of you in your own igloo. Then Kendrick is going to hit Festus with a chair, but Primo rings the bell, and that nothing really happens. If you made them and they made you, who becomes the devil and who made who happens in my earballs when I'm listening to AC/DC. And then the main event sucks, and I prefer to watch Iron Maiden videos on some VH1 classic or something instead. Okay. Next up, I want to talk about a little news story I read. At a show during the Black Ice Tour, apparently, for the Aktika, apparently there was, the police received news, complaints, the police, people phoning the police and complaining that they could hear AC/DC perform, and they were overly loud and it was causing a disruption. The calls were coming from up to 12 miles away from the stadium. That's how loud AC/DC are. 12 miles away, people are complaining that they can hear them and they're too loud. That's quite silly, I think, because they are AC/DC, so what do you expect? And it was also interesting that one of the comments, as a posted as a reply from some idiot, said, "Oh, they can hear AC/DC just fine, but they couldn't hear those extermination camps." There are several problems with what you have said, sir. Number one, it's a different generation of people. So it's not like it's the same people. Those extermination camps didn't just happen like the day before the Black Ice Tour. And two, the extermination camps were generally kept not in the middle of the street. Okay? And three, there wasn't really much they could do, even if they did know about them. Now then, in other news, I was watching on Scuzz, and I hate Scuzz and want it to die. It is not pleasing to the Dean. But I was watching this top 50 legendary rock bands of the ever, and some bad times happened. I was watching it, and you know, some people, very few good bands in it, to be honest. But Manson was in at 39. Let's see, Disturbed had one of their two good songs in there somewhere. Tenacious D were 50 actually. They're a comedy band, and they got in. And AC, well, I'll discuss this. So we got to the top 10. Number 9. Was the Guns N' Roses, so I thought, right, we're starting to get good bands. Let's see, number 3 was Iron Maiden, so I thought, yes, yes. Tool, as a huge surprise, Tool were number 2. And then I thought, this only leaves number 1. AC/DC are going to be number 1. Metallica, who are good and should be in the top couple. But new AC/DC? You're having a top 50. Top 50 legendary rock bands, and you don't put AC/DC in it anywhere. This is horrible. Scuzz needs to die. I am angry with it. Let's cheer us up, because it's time for a message from our new sponsor, Thaddeus. Who is our sponsor this week? That's right, Thaddeus. Hit the ad. Go for it.
Religion. In your base killing your dudes in 1066.
And that was a message from our new sponsor. Religion. Where there is a fire at one end, and the sword at the other. I knew I'd get it in somewhere. The sword. Okay. We will on the show later, of course. Don't forget that. And we'll have ECW, and I'll record a bit tomorrow with SmackDown. But and we'll also have the Smiting List, the Mussolini Corner, the Deanshinary, and all that good stuff. But first, it's time for Thaddy Mail. We did get a Thaddy Mail. Unfortunately, it wasn't very good, so we it has been neglected. Moving on, it's time for the Jakara Wrestler of the Week! Okay, this week's Jakara Wrestler of the Week will be put on hold for a second, because I just noticed an email that tells me that it's now National Friendship Week. This is interesting in some ways, but absolutely not in many, many others. We don't need National Friendship Week here on TTD! S! All we need is the Dean. We need to have national... That's right. Okay, stop. I declare this National The Dean Week. So you can all start hailing and all sorts of things, and National The Dean Week-ing, and whatever it is that you do during some sort of national something week. Do that, because I am awesome. And now, this week's Jakara Wrestler of the Week. Let's see, who can we have? What do you think, Thaddeus? No, Thaddeus, I don't care if you want National Friendship Week. We're having the Dean thing stuff, and now we're having a Jakara wrestler. Let's have Tim Donst. Tim Donst is sort of trained in the amateur collegiate wrestling. Wears the amateur headgear and all that. He's in a team with the awesome sea monster Hydra, forming the Sea Donsters. Tim Donst, finisher is the Donstitution. He does some good mat wrestling and stuff like that. So there you go. Now, up next, I've got an important announcement. It seems that last week, Logic Honor sabotaged the show. That's right, sabotage! Because during my review of The Shining, I had originally said that the movie was a bit crap. But it was edited together skillfully to make it sound like I actually thought it was good. You want something that's a sort of a good, slow becoming of the insanity there? Read the Yellow Wallpaper short story there. Okay. You know what? Let's go to Google's. Let's see if I can find the Yellow Wallpaper onto Google's. You probably won't find it. Well, yeah, you might. You might find it. The Yellow Wallpaper. Let's see. Yes, yeah, you can get it on library.csi.cuny.edu/dept/history/lavender/wallpaper.hitmel. Well, it's barely worth it. From $18.99. I don't think I'm allowed to read the whole thing, but that would also take quite a long time, but it's not actually that long. Print it out or something. It is very, very good. The Yellow Wallpaper, everyone. Find that there and read it. Okay, no movie reviews this week. You may or may not want or not want to not or know or not know. But next week we will review Out for a Kill, because I'm recording Out for a Kill. I just haven't viewed it yet. Yes, well, Thanis, I don't care if you've viewed it. We will talk about it not yet, because I haven't seen it and you're not spoiling it for me, so be silenced. And with that, we shall move on, because I think we need to have some sort of dictionary entry or something of this nature coming up on the show soon, like that. There. Oh, noes! It is the clown invasion of the clowns! Thaddeus, quickly, escape from the clown! Whatever can we do to escape from these horrible clowns and their clownliness? Oh, noes! We must run from them, Thaddeus. Where is the secret hiding place here in the igloo of the Thaddeus? What do you mean there is no hiding place in the igloo? Well, yes, Thaddeus, I'm aware that it's an igloo. Well, there needs to be some sort of trapdoor or something in the igloo. Well, Thaddeus, you suck. You suck, Thaddeus. How are we going to hide from this polar clown here? What on earth are we going to do? Okay, you know what? Let's smite the clown. You ready? 3, 2, 1. And thus the clown has been smitten. Good times. Removal of that clown there with the invasion of the clown on the Dean Show. What with their silly hair and big shoes and the like. And now it's time for the Dean Shawnary. Okay, this week's entry into the Deanshinary is the Dean. I need to be in the Deanshinary. The Dean. The definition reads as follows. The most awesome entity that can ever exist. Full of the win and the awesome, the mighty, the powerful. Everyone should heal. The Dean. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The Dean. It also says here, resides in the temple of the Dean. Is better than all of you, inferior scum. sea scum. Okay, there you go. That's the Deanshinary for this week. And I think it's now time for the ECW review. Let's see ECW. Here we go. We begin, they book a match for the pay-per-view. Christian and Swagger want to fight each other. Some girl says that it will be a triple threat. And the third participant will be, drumroll please, Tommy Dreamer! Dun, 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 dun. Gotta love Tommy Dreamer. I was so excited. He got a one-day contract extension, is what they say, so he can compete in this match. Dreamer's a little bit different. He looks like he might actually matter, and he's sort of... Before, he was just seeming like, oh, what's the point in putting in any effort? They don't care about me. Now that he's sort of in this program and it's building up, he actually looks like he cares. He is, of course, living on borrowed time, like the AC/DC song. And they say that this match will be a simple, hardcore match. Now, I want Dreamer to go all out on this. I want him to go all hardcore. I want tables and barbed wire and flaming Barbie bats and all sorts of extreme stuff here. And I had an idea. What if we have Dreamer comes out with Paul Heyman, and then a whole bunch of ECW originals all come out and surround the ring, and Dreamer wins the match, retires with the title, and as he leaves, it's almost like all these guys are out here for like a goodbye, and this is the last remnant of ECW dying away with Dreamer. I mean, they can still call the show ECW, I suppose, but it's sort of it's the end, it's the dying of ECW. Of course, they're never going to do that, because they don't care. Tommy Dreamer beats up Jack Swagger and Christian after doing some very disturbing dancing, and then fights with Christian backstage. Mark Henry takes on Evan Bourne, because, you know, Dreamer's busy, so you can't squash him this week, you're going to have to squash Bourne. Moonsault off the apron by Bourne, but he gets caught, throws him into the corner, double on the post there, does a double knee attack off the top rope, slips in the ring on 9, and gets a count-out win over Mark Henry. Yay! That's a good thing, because we hate Henry and we like Bourne. Somehow, Tommy Dreamer and Christian didn't get hurt during their fight, but when Finlay came in to break them up, he got injured and is unable to wrestle, so the main event will be a 3-on-2 match as they take on the Hart Dynasty and Jack Swagger. Hart Dynasty are broken because Natalya Neidhart's there, D.H. Smith, they're saying that the H stands for Hart. Even at that, Tyson Kidd still doesn't have Hart in his name at all. And the fact that we're still supposed to believe they're all the Hart Dynasty gets the argh. Now we note that Tommy Dreamer got 4 appearances on the show, making him awesome, and I wrote down ha-frickin-za. Does the ECW Trio Vu dropkick, but unfortunately Swagger goes over with a red, white, and blue thunderbomb, but on Christian, not on Tommy Dreamer. That was a double negative. You know what I mean. Didn't pin Dreamer. Very surprising, Dreamer usually takes the pin. Dreamer jumps Swagger, but then gets beat up and gets the heart attack done to him. I was so wishing Sandman would run out and beat them all up with a cane, but he didn't, and that gets the ARG! And that's for ECW. Okay, it is now time for our interview with DJ Chav. Here's what's going to happen in just a few moments. I'll interview him, I'll talk to him about his new album, and specifically the single, and then we will we'll play the song. I will also upload the song separately to the feed. Well, Thaddeus will upload the song, won't you, Thaddeus? Yes, you will. And that will be put up there with the cover art, and that will be your single for you, free single for listeners of the Dean Show. Okay, we're going to have that right now. Okay, up next on the Dean Show, we're going to have our interview with DJ Chav and debut his soon-to-be number one single from his new album. Let's see if we can call him here. Right, not quite getting a line through on the Skype. I blame Pamela because she's a whore. Let's see if we can... Right, may need to get Logiconor to help us get a direct line to DJ Chav, so let's see if we can call Logiconor, see if we can get that to work, because he's in my contacts. Okay, Connor, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, can you try to get us a sort of group discussion through to DJ Chav, and then you can leave after that?
Yes, I'll just try and get you connected here. Okay, give that a go then.
Okay, I think we're working here. DJ Chav, are you on the line?
Hello, yes, I'm here.
Good times. Okay, DJ Chav, we're going to ask you a little bit about your new album, Remixes, You.
Yeah?
So, what was the inspiration for the title of the album, then?
Well, I was watching the TV the other day, and there's this song came on. It was an advert for another DJ. DJ Spied or something like that. So DJ Spied had all this music, and it was just going donk, 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 donk. And I thought, that's pretty good. So I decided to use that myself. So people have come up to me, and they've said things like, DJ Chav, you have stolen DJ Spied's music. It's just the same, you've stolen it from him. But I just say, fuck off.
Yeah. We should point out that almost everyone with DJ in their name has exactly the same really bad music.
Yeah. Well, I did actually just steal his. I just tell them to fuck off when they notice, because I don't want them to know.
Okay, so your album is mostly remixes then, judging by the title.
Yes. It's mostly remixes. So I called it Remixes. But then I thought that wasn't really fitting of the DJ sort of title there, so I added in the U to make it fit to the target market.
Yes, now, can I just ask, are you wearing the bling as we speak?
I am wearing so much bling I cannot stand up. There is just too much weight.
I suspected as much. I am not wearing any bling, but I hear that Thaddeus is a big fan, and beside me he appears to be wearing at least 3 tons of bling on his penguin.
Yes, if I just try and move my head here, you can hear that the bling is going there.
Indeed, you have much of the bling. Okay, so the song that we're going to play is your first single. Are you hoping that it makes number one?
It's almost certain to make number one, because It is. I have DJ in my name, so it will make number one.
You have a good point there. Everyone will buy the song.
Yeah.
So it's Our House Burnt Down, and I hear for this you used some music from Podsafe, and you used some inspiration from the Dean Show, which is why you're here today.
I did, yes. I used some inspiration from the Dean Show, and some music from Podsafe to make the music, which is called My House Burned Down, and it's based after the thing on the Dean Show with the old man whose house burned down.
Indeed. I was just saying earlier on the show that a song from my album I recently purchased was called This House Is On Fire, which is like a prelude almost to it burning down, but it was by AC/DC, so I don't suppose DJ Chav would know much about that.
No, I must say I don't really know anything about that.
Okay, so most of the remixes then, you remix some songs and stuff. Do you usually remix good songs, or do you just pick songs that are crap to begin with and make them more crap?
I did a remix once with a song that was good, but no one liked it because it started off as a good song. So I changed my tactic, and now I just remix really, really bad songs.
I see. So I think it's time for us to hear your song then. So if I can get Pamela Woman to work, we will be able to hear the song, Our House Burned Down. Here we go.
Our house burned down. Our house burned down.
Our house burned down. Our house.
Burn down.
burned down.
So there you have it, DJ Chav's first single, Our House Burnt Down, from the album Remixes You. Comes out all over the world tomorrow. You heard it here first.
Also, it will also be out in countries such as Australia, America, and Canada, and New Zealand, France, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands,
I think I covered
Norway,
that with the all over the world.
Sweden, China, Russia, Turkmenistan, Greece, Italy, Switzerland, Portugal, and even Kenya.
Even Kenya, wow. So that was your single. I'm sure you're very proud of producing such a great work of art.
And Tanzania, and South Africa, and India.
Okay. Now, I heard the rumor that originally you were trying to form a rock band, but then you realized you had absolutely no talent and thought you'd get into being a DJ instead. Is that true?
That is absolutely true. I had a band at the beginning, and it was called Rock Band Generic. And some people called it Generic Rock Band, but that was wrong. So it wasn't... people didn't like it because it wasn't all that... well, it was quite bad, actually. It was really bad. And when I discovered I had no musical talent, I thought, I might as well put this lack of talent to good use. So I changed my name to DJ Chav, and I released album.
I see. Well, it looks like this segment on the show is about done. Do you have anything you would like to say to our listeners before I rudely rickroll you?
I accidentally a remixes you. I accidentally the whole thing.
Goodbye, DJ Chav. Also, that concludes the segment. For today. Welcome back to the Dean Show. That was our interview with DJ Chav, or should I call him La DJ Chav? Up next, it's time for Mussolini Corner. Thaddeus, hit the music. Welcome everyone, as the Dean and Thaddeus Penguin present Mussolini Corner. Right, what's up this week on Mussolini Corner? I will be hosting alone. For the start of it anyway, because Thaddeus, it's time for you to go bring me some tea. What do you mean there is no tea in the igloo, Thaddeus? The Dean requires and demands and needs the tea. Thaddeus, I don't much care if you don't have any tea or if it would be cold because we're in an igloo in a snowy place. And an icy I want the tea. No iced tea will not do, Thaddeus. Forget it. I'll bring a flask next time. The battle for grain, ladies and gentlemen, on Mussolini Corner. The battle. Pour le grain, s'il vous plaît. Okay, the battle for grain is essentially this. It was an economic policy of Mussolini's. The idea, it's sort of linked to autarky. The idea is that Mussolini needed to make sure that when they went to war, Italy wouldn't have to rely on imports. he needed to make sure that Italy could feed itself, okay? Italy had to be able to feed itself. So he said, we're going to have to make lots of food. So his idea was grain, and making lots of grain, and growing lots of grain, and having lots of bread. Now, there is a slight problem here. Thaddeus, would you like to tell us what that problem is? How eloquently put, Thaddeus, but now I'm going to say it in my own words. Yes, the problem with the battle for grain is that when you go to war, if you spent all your money on grain, you don't actually have any... Well, put it this way, grain doesn't power, like, fighter planes, or is not, or help you shoot a gun. So this was essentially banned, because when you have lots of grain, that means you can feed yourself, but it means you're gonna get your ass kicked in the war. Which they did, and there are other other topics on the show which we'll later, which we'll link in with that. So grain doesn't power your planes there, can't shoot it out of a gun. The other problem is that it didn't even help them feed themselves, really, because what they did was they went even right into southern Italy and they turned all the ground and all the crops that were growing, all sorts of other things, like, into grain, only growing grain. Now, the problem is that what they did was this meant that they couldn't have citrus fruits and olive oil and stuff, because they tore all that out and put grain in, only growing grain. Now, that means that those other things decline. They don't have them. Exports of those things declined because they couldn't sell them to other countries because they didn't have them. And then it turned out that all that land was unsuitable for grain production. So you'd remove everything else, put in grain, and then you can't even grow the grain. Mussolini, you suck. Indeed. Now, if you would like to send in any sort of thoughts on the show, feedback, what you think you like about the show, what you don't like, I probably don't really care what you like, but, you know, Thaddeus might, send that all to thaddeuspenguin@hotmail.com, or leave a comment on the blog, or give us your feedback, if you think we're... If you want something done, if you want us to read an email, if you want to talk about Mussolini, about wrestling, about anything, recommend someone to Smite, add something to the Deanctionary, anything. If you want to be a co-host for a week, or not the whole episode, yeah, have some sort of interview with you on the show, like we've done in the past with people like Logic Connor and Evan, go for that. And Peter Dawson, of course, as well. We will do that with you. So then, we can... ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com, go for that. Thaddeus cares what you think, even though I don't. Now, Thaddeus and I, we spent some time working on the blog this week, didn't we, Thaddeus? That's right, we did. So if you go to thedeanshow.blogspot.com, you'll notice that it has been changed in many ways. We put a lot of work into the blog. We actually spent 2 hours... trying to make a very complex lightbox JavaScript so that when you click on the logo it would open up in a nice little box in the page and it would all be nice and pretty, and it didn't work. 2 hours of perdido tiempo, as they say. We had to try uploading everything, all the files for it, and the parts, and the close button, and the loading bits, and the background, all to archive and running it all from there, and it still didn't work. Least good things ever. So we did make other changes. That annoying, horrible JavaScript that would make you enter your name every time you did anything is now gone. So that's good. You don't need to have that anymore, because that's just the most annoying thing you could ever possibly do. Got rid of that for you. Changed the title box as well. It's now got a picture of me on there. I think Thaddeus put that there. And then the description underneath instead of in the little box. It used to have a box with the title and description. Now it's a box with the title and me. Description underneath. And the logo and all is still there. Don't forget there's a poll on there. Just how awesome is the Dean? The poll is just closed and the results are as follows. 50-50 for unimaginably awesome and like a million awesome. No one said incredibly or 100%. What else do we have then? Let's see, I updated some other things on the blog. The friends section used to have, you know, friends and then like our iTunes and our show and stuff, our merch. They weren't really our friends though. So now the friends section has been minimized to only have things that are actually friends, and anything else that I wanted to put a link to is in a new section called Other Places. And with one exception, all the things in Other Places have nice little chiclets that you can click on. Nice little chiclets. The one that doesn't is Podcast Pickle, because its chiclet was too big. So it just has a text link. Everything else has nice little chiclets. Those are hard to get. I had to program some... I had to make some Hitmel there. And the Bebo one was the hardest, because it was a web band I started with, and then it had like a curved edge, and then I had to resize all those pictures. In the end, most of them were done with the same basic format that I used for, I think it was Daily Splice, it was the easiest one, and I just copied, pasted, and then manipulated it for each one and got the pictures and stuff. Because I couldn't, I used the simpler reverse. At the start I had a couple of different ones. Most of them used this very basic one, because it was the easiest for me to work with, even though it meant I couldn't resize it, so that's why I didn't just resize the Podcast Pickle one. I would have to use the more complicated ones, which I'd already deleted. The biggest change is if you go to the bottom of the blog, there's a section now called Merch. So instead of having to click on links, which people hate having to do, to see our merch, it's right here on the blog. TheDeanShow.blogspot.com. You can see our new merch. First page is all of our new merch. It's all right here on the blog there. And I think it's a lot cheaper than the older merch was. So reasonably priced. Except the tie. That's ridiculously expensive for a tie. If you don't know, I don't price these. Spreadshirt charges a set amount, and I add a pound to everything. So if you buy something, I get a pound. Everything else is Spreadshirt's getting all that money. So I didn't choose to make a 14 quid tie. And of course, there's comments, and you can leave comments on every episode on there. And there'll be a new poll up soon, so take it. That's the new stuff on the blog. I think now we're going to have the smiting list. So, Thaddeus, you guessed it, Thaddeus, insert the music for the smiting list. Go. And now, we present, the Dean and the Thaddeus present to you, the smiting list. Prepare to be smitten. Okay, well, this week, one thing I smote was the old feed. It's still on iTunes, but the feed burner's gone. You can't do anything with it on iTunes. You can't download it. It's gone. The feed is gone. The blog's been gone for quite some time now. But right here, we're going to smite someone right now. Who will it be? This week, we are about to smite people who are Niall Miller. Okay, so people who are Niall, prepare to be smitten. Come, Thaddeus, help me charge my smitometer. And now, I'm a-firing my smiting lasers. Go! Okay, Niall has been smitten. Okay, up next, well, I'm gonna record a bit of SmackDown tomorrow, and we're gonna take you out with some Trapdoor Anthem, the first Trapdoor song that I ever liked. Up next, this is the first one I heard. Let's see. I think it's time we insert some plugs. We need to thank Thaddeus Penguin for letting me stay here in Le Igloo de Thaddeus. And we need to thank him for the things he does. Helping with the show, even though he didn't make any tea this week, Thaddeus. Inferior scum! We need to thank Logic Honor for the production, for helping us get our line through to DJ Chav, and for the feeds and the things that he does. We need to thank DJ Chav for agreeing to come on the show and for agreeing to give us the world premiere of his new single and distribute it for free to all of our listeners. Los listeners, os. And of course, most of the thanks goes to me. thank any music we used, such as Mussolini Corner and Smiling List theme tunes and the Trapdoor song to end, courtesy of Podsafe. Thanks to them, they're in our friends list on the blog. We would like to plug a couple things. Connor's website, connor1n-robinson.co.uk. Go there, play games, like it. And we'll plug Smart Wrestling Fan, if you like some wrestling podcasts. Smart Video Game Fan, if you like the video games. And don't forget to go to wigglesworld.com. All the things there, including Trapdoor, the Jakara podcast to go-go, We Talk Games, and a Wiggly World, and all that good stuff there. And now, I bid you farewell, poor man to know, because I've got to go get some tea, if I can find some from somewhere. I'm going to have to hunt around this sort of Arctic or wherever we are, where this igloo is, I'm not really sure, Antarctic, I don't even know. I am not a geographer, I am the Dean. I'm going to hunt around and see if I can find someone who will give me some tea. Thaddeus, stop, please, recording whilst I'm doing that. And we will, of course, be back with SmackDown and some Trapdoor tomorrow. Au revoir. Pour now. Where on earth am I going to find some tea around here? Yes, I actually cannot find any tea in this place at all. Where am I going to get some tea? Thaddeus, I'm pretty sure I told you not to record this. The show is over now, Thaddeus. You can stop recording. I'm going to go on a hunt for some tea. I don't care if you don't think there is any tea, Thaddeus. I'm going to find some. Now then, look, there's a person out there. There's a person. Excuse me, yeah. Do you know where there's like a cafe where I can get some tea around here? Yes, Thaddeus, I was very well aware that this was a snowman. I'm not silly, Thaddeus. But where can I get some tea in this area? Okay, let's see. Walking around, I'm looking for my teas. Okay, so there's like a cliff of ice here. Thaddeus, where on earth are we? Why did you have your igloo here? I mean, if only I wasn't so dependent on you. When you took your week off, I wouldn't have had to come with you. Now we've got a... Okay, the cliff ends. In the distance, there's another cliff. Now, in the middle, there's a vast sort of abyss of some sort with an old rope bridge over it. The sort you would usually find over lava. But this time, over just blackness and darkness, I can't see down there. Thaddeus, I think we know what's going to happen. Thaddeus, you're going to have to cross this bridge, and you're going to have to come back with some tea. Yes, well, you know what? I don't care if you don't think there's any tea, or if you've lived here all your life, and if your family has lived here for generations and there's never been tea. I know that there is tea, Thaddeus. I don't care if you'd never heard of tea before you worked for me, and I stole you from here. I want you to go look for some tea. Fine. Just get the tea, Thaddeus. Fine then, I'll go get the tea. You stubborn penguin. Right. I'm walking along some sort of rope bridge. I'm scared here. This is not good. Do not like this at all. It's wobbling and shaking and... Thaddeus! You better stop recording, Thaddeus. In my moment of fear when I'm crossing an old rope bridge. Right, well, we've crossed that bridge now. Literally, let's see if we can find some tea. I mean, there's nothing here, Thaddeus. Look, there's the white snow and ice and nothingness as far as the eye can see. And I've got the deuce eyes, so I can see twice as far. Maybe. And I've got my glasses on. So, wait, what? Couldn't you have told me there was nothing over here before we came? You made me cross that rope bridge. For no reason. I mean, I could have just done without my tea, Thaddeus. But no, I could have burrowed under the ground and come out somewhere where there is tea. But no, you had to make me cross the bridge. Thaddeus, I'm gonna slap you. Fine, I won't slap you. It's probably my fault. By which I mean it is absolutely your fault, Thaddeus. You're close to being smitten, but I can't because I don't know how to get out of this place. And will you turn the darn recording off? Turn off the recording. Hello, goodbye, and it is now tomorrow, and we will continue with the Dean Show episode 15. And this has been a historic episode. We've had the new single unveiled by DJ Chav, all that good stuff, and more. We will have the SmackDown review, but first I'm going to tell you an announcement. But first, I'm going to sip some tea from my Highway to Hell mug. Apparently, tea prepared by Falafel. Though I was not fortunate enough to actually view him with my eye area. The announcement then is that we have, I told you last week that we were planning, I had plans and ideas for 4 video supplements. Whether or not those will all come to fruition, I can't say, but I know that at least one will, because it already has. I have, filmed one, it is ready, and it will be released in conjunction with a future episode, which I'm not going to give details of at this time, but there you have it. It is ready, and you will get it in the coming weeks. I can't reveal anything else about it this week, because I'm going to save that, but I can give you the SmackDown review now. Let's see, Chris Jericho in the opener asks Rey Mysterio why he wears a mask, says he's a coward, this is good. This is buenos tiempos because it sets up a hair versus mask match or something versus Matt in the future. See, I want Ray to lose his mask. I don't want Jericho to lose his hair. It was Bedlam in Belgium happens in my ear holes, and then John Morrison guts a face promo, which is somewhat disappointing. Later in his match with Umaga, he needs to win one because he needs a monster push. He needs to be like a main eventer. And two, it doesn't matter if Umaga is big. This is something that annoys me with WWE. Just because this is like a big guy, he's always going to crush the little guy. Well, this is fake anyway, so that shouldn't make a difference. You can have the little guy win. You can have every fight should be like evenly matched, I think. What can you do? Morrison does win, but annoyingly so. Umaga gets disqualified for using a strap. CM Punk out for the save. And Morrison is totally buried with like a mountain of cream. Then some more AC/DC happens, deep in the hole, firing your load. Now then, the commentators need to stop talking about how big these wrestlers are. They talk about Shad in a tag match, and this is right. I've said I don't care. It doesn't make them a good wrestler. Now, WWE needs to be purged of anyone who is not a good wrestler, 2, Tommy Dreamer, or I don't have a good gimmick. Okay, so if you're a good wrestler, like Shelton Benjamin, John Morrison, Evan Bourne, the Brian Kendrick, you can stay. If you're Tommy Dreamer, you can stay. And if you have an interesting character like Gold Dust or Los Ice Creams, you can stay / get drafted from Jakara. Now then, why do both Raw and SmackDown have 2 Divas matches every week these days? This gets the ARG, because 90% of these Divas can't actually wrestle and they suck. Also, literally. Todd Grisham says that both of these divas can dance and are strong, quote, strong, powerful, and sexy. I said I don't care because neither of them can wrestle. Also, Layla is not sexy. Now then, Chris Jericho rejects the main event, saying it's not going to be Ray and Jeff versus Edge. He's not going to team up with Edge. He's going to leave. I said I want Jericho versus Edge. That would be a good match. Surprise, Jericho is here, he attacks Ray. Now it's 2-on-1 on Jeff, because Ray is injured, but Jeff doesn't allow Jericho to demask Ray. Switcheroo happens on the handicap match. Jericho goes for a lion salt, Jeff puts up his knees, and then I said Jeff Hardy was doing pretty well. He should not look this good against 2 of the best wrestlers in the company. Arrgh! But then Edge wins with a spear, and I drink some tea, and it's all better. That's your SmackDown. Before we leave, I have one last thing to say, which is I went back to game and I picked up my Bionic Commando for the 360. Now, I know I had the pre-order and I wasn't really sure how it works. I mean, do I just walk up and say, pre-ordered it, and do they keep it, or do I still have to get it off the shelf and bring it to them and say, by the way, I had a pre-order? I don't know how this works. So I got it off the shelf, I walked up to him, I said, and he said, before I could even mention the pre-order, he said to me, oh, by the way, you can get it for £5 cheaper if you take a pre-owned version, and the game was only out that day, so I'm assuming someone bought it online, got it a day early, and then thought it was a bit crap and returned it. So I said, okay, and got £5 off, so forget the pre-order, I got it cheaper. And then I got £2.50 off when they swiped my card, so it turns out that is also a good thing. Who would have thunk it? Yeah, that's pretty much all we've got for the show this week. Hope you enjoyed DJ Chav, and we will be back next week. And I'm also planning on having a guest in perhaps episode 17, maybe. We'll see how that works out. Au revoir pour maintenant. Thaddeus, say goodbye to all of our listeners.
Kicking me up.